It is the almost the final day of November. It's actually November 29th, and we're here for the press opening night of the Food and Gift Fair at the Lincolnshire Showground. We, of course, being currently a fabulous quartet of individuals. That's including myself, what the hey. We've got the amazing Emma Street.
Hello.
We've also got the amazing Kira Olsbrook.
Hello.
Kira, this is your second Food and Gift production. So your initial thoughts as you step through the threshold?
Actually, it's very empty compared to last year. That doesn't make it sound good. But
no, it's a bit of a downer there for a PR specialist, really. Well, compared to last year, it's a lot emptier, really.
No, I mean, I think it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it.
We are quite early, to be fair. I mean, the whole buzz hasn't started yet.
Some leeway.
Just give you a chance to actually speak to some of the exhibitors. And making her debut for her first ever Food and Gift Fair, but not your first location report, of course, it's Chloe Rose. How are you, Chloe?
I'm very well, thank you. So excited to be here.
Talk us through your initial thoughts here. We've obviously got some initial fine folk there chuntering away. So would you like to just share with us on your initial thoughts?
Absolutely. Well, it's looking lovely. We've got the Lincolnshire Kitchen over there. So I think they're doing sort of showing how that they'd make the food. And then we've got a stall here, a chocolate stall, which looks very good. The girls are looking at that as well.
And I think it's fair to say that we actually make our way to the Lincolnshire Performing Arts Centre because it shows a certain loyalty, and we have a chat with these fine folk, with of course the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, and speak from that point of view onwards. As we said, the University of Lincoln not only responsible for Siren Radio, but also the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. And, of course, this year, as we know, we did a full special for Inspired On Air on The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, and we're delighted now to speak to, at table 159 here at the Lincolnshire Showground, the wonderful...
Annis McGee.
And...
Sydney.
And...
Laura Swain.
There we are. So, Annis, would you like to just talk to us about this awesome production and why you've actually taken a place which in previous years has been occupied by the New Theatre Royal people?
Well, so we were approached by the Lincolnshire Showground because we are also collaborating with them on the upstairs for a children's storytelling. And we've got our cast of our show with Ready Steady Yeti coming to tell stories throughout the day at different time slots up there. But for Lion, Witch and Wardrobe is our main house production, and it's performed by the third year students, and it is this amazing, incredible, immersive, magical show. We have a three-person warhorse, S. Aslan, puppet who is going to be walking around. He looks like he's come from the forest. And we have some actors on stilts. We have a lot of fight scenes and action and beautiful magic and songs. And it's just a wonderful production. The students put their heart and souls into it.
It is a Christmas show par excellence. So let's actually bring in somebody who's performed as the White Witch and indeed is a singer-songwriter of great renown, etc., former Miss Lincolnshire. Chloe, questions?
Oh, well, I'd love to know sort of what's your favourite part of the show?
My personal favourite part is Mr. and Mrs. Beaver. I love them so much. The two actors who play them.
She's even got a beaver hoodie as well.
I love them so. They are the most wonderful people, and they scuttle around, and they've got this adorable little like tails coming out, and they're there, and they're just in both the people playing them and the.
I can't believe that Mrs. Beaver originally was auditioning for the role of Aslan. You know,
yeah,
honestly.
I know. It's just, you know, but then people, they just were saying, we've got to have her. It's Mrs. Beaver, you know. And Mr. Beaver was gonna be maybe the White Witch, but then no, it's just got to be Mr. Beaver.
You can't have the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe without beavers. Let's actually talk to Emma. Emma, hopefully this year you'll be joining us at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. We've already had confirmation, actually, exciting news this, that Madrid Drivettes will be heading off next Wednesday to the New Theatre Royal to actually see the pantomime there. But it's important to say, this is not a pantomime. This is a Christmas show. Any thoughts or questions?
It's not a pantomime. Are there any stalls around here that you'll be checking out, or do you think you're going to be behind here all the time?
Oh, probably a mix. I know that I really want to go to the vegan kebab stall because I am so excited to try a vegan kebab. But we definitely will be pottering about and checking out all the amazing stalls.
Kira.
I was just going to say, what's the difference between a pantomime and a Christmas show?
This could open up a whole can of words, really.
We still have the fundamentals of a Christmas show of having that family adventure and the Christmas at heart. But whereas most pantomimes are a lot more he's behind you and with sweets and everything, which don't get me wrong, I love a good pantomime. But ours is a much more kind of like a traditional storytelling narrative. There's still amazing action going on stage, but it's much more of like this magical...
Great songs.
Great, absolutely great songs.
Suggested, and I will continue to suggest that you should really put to Craig Morrow the notion that you should have a compilation of songs from past Christmas shows.
Yes, absolutely. Performed by Dr.
Exactly.
Craig Morrow. You know, that's what we need. He needs to do that.
It's a way forward. Chloe.
Yes. Actually, on the way, I was listening to the music.
Soundtrack.
The soundtrack to The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, so it's very, very magical as well. And I was just saying, like, sort of the costumes, would you say that that adds quite a lot to it? You know, the set and the costumes, does that make it more sort of elaborate and...
Yes, absolutely. So our set is in Thrust Staging this year, which is three sides, and it's kind of built around the professor's library that you go into. So there's books, there's wardrobes everywhere, and then the way we've got our costumes is we have all the evil characters with the White Queen. She's very like icy but very like industrial, so kind of steampunk-esque in the way that it's done, whereas you have all the woodland creatures in Aslan, a lot more nature with acorns and moss and leaves all about them. So it definitely brings that world together.
I think we need to get you from Cleethorpes to actually see this, Chloe, obviously.
I would love to see it. It sounds amazing, do, yeah. Honestly.
So a reminder, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, tickets available just about. It runs from the 11th of December to the 24th of December. And let's not forget what you also mentioned, Ready, Steady, Yeti. This sounds like one for you, actually, Emma. Ready, Steady, Yeti. I mean, surely that's going to be one for all sorts of things then, from the 16th of December to the 5th of January. Or is Emma, dare I say it, too chronologically gifted for Ready, Steady, Yeti?
Oh, I don't think so. It's definitely available for everyone. It is catered mostly for the younger children. It's a much more relaxed show for 45 minutes around there. But it's definitely, everyone can come and enjoy it. There's a rap in it, you know. Everybody loves a good rap.
A Yeti rap?
Yes, maybe. It might be a spoiler, but definitely.
I won't go any further. Reminder, how can people get in touch with the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre online?
Yes, you can go on our website, which is www.lpac.co.uk, or you can call us at 01522 837600.
It's fair to say that the first thing that Emma actually pointed out when we were actually here was, what about these Schokokussi, or chocolate kisses, I haven't got the pronunciation correct there, it's traditional German chocolate. Let's talk to a wonderful soul who's behind the German chocolate company, and your name is?
Sarah.
Sarah, now... The pronunciation of Schokokussi?
Yes, that's correct.
That's okay.
Very good.
Well, you know, was man nicht übrigt, macht man stärker, as Nietzsche once said, what doesn't destroy one makes one stronger. This looks fabulous. Talk us through the German chocolate company. What sort of things have you got here?
Okay, so it's German chocolate. Traditionally what they have in Germany, the confectionery that they have during Christmas time. 12 different flavours that we have with different coatings of chocolate on the top, and it's wafer base, suitable for vegetarians, fantastic alternative Christmas gift that not a lot of people have maybe at Christmas time.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, in essence, it would be a wafer to actually choose between whether it's Emma or Kira, or indeed Chloe, who's the chocoholic in terms of this line of things, etc. But given that you've got three very hard-working midweek drivettes here from that point of view, what would you recommend they might like to try as a taste of their first ever Schokokussi?
I would say maybe an after eight or a rum and raisin.
After eight or a rum and raisin.
Ooh, that sounds nice. I don't like as much alcohol, but I do like to try a little bit, so maybe that might be quite nice. Maybe in the future.
That's a possibility, though.
Yeah,
you know,
that's good. That's
Emma?
I think the after eight sounds nice. I was leaning towards the orange one as well. I like an orange.
Leaning towards the orange. And Kira?
Probably the rum and raisin one, but I do like the idea of the coconut one.
Now, I don't recall actually seeing you in previous food and gift fairs. Is this your debut year here?
It is, yeah. First year here, and I'm excited to be here for 3 days.
And of course, unlike the Christmas market course, you're indoors. It's all wonderful from that point of view, and it will be fabulous. How long has the German chocolate company been in operation?
5 years. Yeah, and it's going really well, thank you.
And in terms of the web address, is there a way in which people can actually get in touch with light, fluffy and dangerously tasty chocolate kisses?
We have a Twitter account, which is @GermanChocCo.
Well, that sounds perfectly. It's probably a bit sort of cheeky at this particular stage, but is there a chance of our team actually getting a little sample, or are we not issuing samples at this stage?
Yeah, that's absolutely
fine.
Oh,
wow. This is great rewards will be coming your way, and I think that was probably one of the best interviews we're going to get this evening, so well done.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
I think it's fair to say that all three mid-rate drivers are currently in the midst of actually sort of undergoing what's best described as oral ecstasy in terms of digestion. But I mean, Emma, you're tasting your choice there. Is it a thumbs up for yourself?
Oh, it's a massive thumbs up. Yes, really, really lovely.
Okay, that's part. And Kira, are you sort of giving it a definite sort of thing? Sorry, I'm talking through it, so I'm filling from that point of view. Is it a num num moment?
It's num num. It's delicious. Thank you.
This is good. And ever the consummate professional, Chloe will obviously be ready to actually sort of provide her view on this particular chocolate kiss.
Absolutely scrumptious. I thought, you know what, strawberry. Fabulous.
Well,
10 out of 10.
Exactly.
10 out of 10.
I'd better take the camera out and actually take a photograph of it before you've demolished all the cakes. And then we'll actually move on to a chat with, of course, the wonderful Neil Curtis from, of course, the amazing Curtis Bakeries. We have three fine individuals here, Neil.
Okay.
Just as Sally Mundy walks past and looking in a wonderful way. We'll catch Sally up with Sally in a moment. We have Emma Street, who's one of our level 2 public relations and communication souls.
Okay.
And we also have Kira Olsbrook, who is in the same year, actually, as Emma. And as you can see, is currently still engaging in her German chocolate kiss, which is fine. And we've also got the fabulous Chloe Rose, who is not one of my students, but one of our fine Midwick drivers, who we actually brought all the way from Cleethorpes. Oh, Cleethorpes today.
Okay. Oh, very good. Fish and chips. I see you enjoying your German chocolate that delicacy. It looks very good.
So, is it deliberate, Neil, that you've actually set yourself up as the next door neighbours to the German chocolate kiss company here in terms of that side of things?
No, it's potluck. Yeah. We were just sort of allocated a stand and happened to be next door to the German chocolate delicacies.
Because I did think the way that actually your pig had actually moved along, I thought obviously this was a bid for a kind of additional sort of space to retain here.
Well, almost like a takeover on that side, yes. Like to expand.
Yeah, well, Lincolnshire County Foods, of course, there. Curtis Bakery, of course, known throughout the county as being one of the premier bakers, meat suppliers. I mean, how would you define Curtis's? I mean, obviously you are one of the key founders of it, so talk us through.
Well, not called the key founders, but founded originally by my great 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 grandfather. I'm part of the seventh generation involved in the business. But Curtis's was originally pork butchers, bacon curers. Now we're more classed as bakers because that's how the things evolved. But we still make a lot of products with meat.
Emma.
So what do you hope to get out of being at these events? What's this all about?
Well, I'm wearing the Lincolnshire County Foods hat this evening. What it is a biennial event to promote and increase awareness of some of the Lincolnshire's great specialty foods. Have you heard of stuffed chine?
No.
Have you heard of stuffed chine?
No, it sounds interesting though.
Have you heard of Hayslip? Or Hayslip?
Yes, I have heard. Yes.
Depending on which part of the county you come from. Lincolnshire plum bread?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm from Lincoln.
Gold Award. Gold Award.
Okay. Well, you've got plum bread. Lincolnshire sausages.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. Yes.
Okay. And what we do, the competition allows the butchers and bakers in Lincolnshire, which got quite a lot of them, which is still great to see, great to find. And it weighs awareness of they can enter competition in the various categories we have. And by winning awards, they can raise the profile, not only the businesses, but also for Lincolnshire's great foods, which you've got to learn a bit more about.
Yes.
I'd love to learn more, definitely. Yes.
We were talking on route here, and my word, it was a journey and a half from Cleethorpes to get to Lincoln with Chloe and myself about how really we hear so much about nutrition and good nutrition, etc., and that is really critical to obviously making sure that we know where our foods are sourced from, because there are lots of fast food chains out there, no names, but they do actually exist on the basis of claiming certain things which may or may not be true. But actually something like the kind of things that you're providing is just essential as we look for that classic line, think in the era of carbon warming or global warming, etc., think farm yards rather than food miles.
Well, that's right, because each of the butchers who enter the event are local butchers. They know where the products come from. They're dedicated to where they are producing good quality foods. And they know everything about where the meat comes from. And by asking them, the customer can learn as well. and also keeping the food miles down, because they're buying local, supporting local businesses. You're helping reduce that.
Kira.
What was I going to say? That was it. What, out of all of the, you know, Lincoln's foods, what would you say is your favourite?
Oh, favourite. Well, Lincolnshire sausage is got to be the best known one. And also you got the Lincolnshire Sausage Festival held last month, which is a fantastic event. And I think about over 10,000, 11,000 visitors came to the castle to see the event take place. And yeah, it's got to be an iconic product. You've got also the plum bread on the bakery side. That's fabulous with go eat it with cheese, and it gets a contrast of flavours with the sweetness of the lime fruits and the savoury flavour of the cheese. Stuffed chine, I call Lincolnshire's best kept secret, because you don't see it anywhere outside the county. And it's really very much popular. You can see it just down the road. In fact, if you ask Fiddling Butchers, he'll have it there on show, and I'm sure we'll give you a taste to try it. And, you know, it's one of Lincolnshire's unknown products.
Chloe.
She's overwhelmed
by the whole thing.
Everything, I'm just overwhelmed. What was I going to say?
We'll get there, Neil, don't worry, we will.
Recommend, say, for Christmas dinner, you know, sort of putting your, you know, the Lincolnshire sausage, would you ever put that in a Christmas dinner, or would you put certain things within it?
Lincolnshire sausages in blankets.
Yeah. Pigs in blankets are sort of certainly a favourite. Lincolnshire sausage, yeah, wrapped in bacon is certainly a must. But also, what you should be doing on Christmas Day breakfast, have a pork pie for breakfast.
Ooh, I love
that
pork pie.
Very much a, yeah, Lincolnshire tradition. My father did it, I do it.
Seven generations of Curtis families have had pork pies on Christmas Day breakfast.
Why, Tricia? I don't know. Whether because you're celebrating a special day and having a pork pie, which has taken a lot of work in producing it, and it's just a way of celebrating Christmas Day.
Sounds lovely to me. Pork pie, pork pie.
Pork pie, cooked pork pie, Christmas Day breakfast, normally with maybe a bit of bread and butter, a bit of pickle to go with it as well.
Yeah.
Just a little bit different to your cereals or toast.
You know, I can see that the guests, the great and the good, are beginning to mingle, so we need to let you go now. We'll take a quick photograph, but as ever, a delight, and we'll catch up with you again, I'm sure, in 2020.
Yes, I'm sure. You're welcome, anyway. Thank you.
Now, I think Christmas has finally arrived when Rosie Crest is here. Yay, Rosie!
Yay, hello! Welcome to the Food and Good Fair.
Now, Rosie, you're doing the duties of actually passing around the cheese as well.
I am, so it's members' evening, and yeah, my job is to give the cheese away to people. And it's all been sold at the Food and Gift Fair, so lovely Lincolnshire cheeses.
We have three fabulous. I can see, Chloe, you're already desperately keen. You may recall, Rosie, Chloe, as a former Miss Lincolnshire, has actually sung at the Lincolnshire Show in times past.
Oh, okay. I thought, fantastic.
Yeah. So here she is for her first ever Food and Gift Fair.
Food and Gift Fair, oh, welcome. That's really fantastic.
As an official reporter, which one would you recommend she should try?
I think the Cote Hill Blue, the one in the middle, is just delicious.
I'm going to try it now and see what I think.
Whilst Chloe is testing that whole thing, we say this every year, I can't believe that we are looking presumably at 2020 for Countryside Links, and I gather from Sally that things are already well ahead for that.
It is. It's Sunday the 5th of April 2020. Plans are already well underway, and things, tickets are actually on sale at the Food and Gift Fair, so it's getting earlier.
It'll be literally hours before you're back in the studio again, Rosie, talking about the whole thing.
It will. I look forward to it.
Chloe, how was that?
It was beautiful, very flavoursome, very nice.
And Kira? She's speechless.
I'm not a cheesy person, so...
It's okay. Emma?
I have to say, I'm not a big fan of cheesy.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll just have to have your pieces.
Clearly. Rosie?
It was beautiful. I definitely recommend. Definitely so.
It's been awesome. I mean, do you get a chance to actually sort of ever sit down during these events? Because, I mean, we kind of fired, the starting pistol is fired tonight. I saw Sally sort of rushing around earlier.
Yeah, no, tonight's really busy giving out cheese and drinks.
Did you ever think in your days when you applied to be education officer for the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society and say, we'd like to hand out some cheese?
Cheese. No, I didn't, but I love it. So every day's different. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
Excellent.
And then, yeah, tomorrow I'm in Santa's workshop. So where we've got lots
as an elf?
Oh yeah, if you know.
Wow.
So yeah, we're doing lots of lovely activities with the children.
Well,
so
we will continue our little round robin, and we wish you well and happy holidays if we don't get a chance to say so beforehand.
Yeah, happy Christmas, and have a lovely time looking around all the stalls at the Food and Gift Fair.
It's great. great when you get new exhibitors at the Food and Gift Fair, and we've got another delightful newbie this evening whose name is
H.
H.
Yeah, from Frizzy H Creative.
And I've got to say, no relation to the H, of course, in Steps all those years ago.
No, spelled a bit different.
I thought so. So H. Okay, H, talk to us about what you've actually got here and what magical prints we've got on display.
So I've got lots of limited edition prints, and all the framed work is my original artwork. And then, like I say, I've had numbered prints made of everything.
So all of these are your own creations. That looks pretty awesome. Chloe, thoughts?
I love it. There's so much like different sort of styles as well that you've got, and the colours and the pictures. You've got churches and animals, and there's all sorts on there as well.
Kira?
I love the Highland cow. Well, it's not a Highland cow, but I love the cow over there. It's beautiful. It's amazing how you can draw like that.
You're always impressed with the Highland cows. So yeah, talk us through your background, because you've got a whole range of things. There's a lot of dynamism, there's a lot of activities from that. What drew you to this particular area?
So I'm not originally from Lincoln, but I've been living here now for about 4 years in the sort of cathedral area, right, which is where the Lincoln Cathedral collections have been inspired by. And then everything else was inspired by different places that I've visited or volunteered or that sort of thing. So that's where all the animals have come from.
And prior to Lincoln, where was your base?
I was in Nottingham for the
University. So you crossed the border?
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
As we've done this morning from Newark and various other bits and pieces. Emma?
Is there any pieces that you're particularly proud of? Like your favourite one that you've done? I know that's a hard question.
Well, I think one of my proudest moments is that my picture of the cathedral there, from that aspect. At my first show, I was talking to a gentleman, and he turned out to be a stonemason who had worked at the cathedral, and he bought the original artwork from me. So that was like a key moment, and it was my first show. So yeah, it's like a nice little memory of that one. But my favourite pieces are probably the sort of more Animal Kingdom inspired animals.
You don't really get many zebras in Lincolnshire, as far as I can recall. So, do you work from photographs, or is it also, do you go on safari every so often?
So, the majority of the work are photographs that I have taken, and then I've brought them home and I've worked on them. But you can actually find a zebra in Horncastle.
Well,
there is a field of zebra near Horncastle.
Another amazing fact there, that there are zebras in Horncastle. Chloe, that sounds like a title of your next album, The Zebra in Horncastle.
Zebra in Horncastle sounds great to me.
Any other thoughts?
What sort of inspired you to start doing sort of art? Did you always have a passion for it, or where did it first begin?
So I've always been into art, and particularly watercolour and ink. And I'd been doing commissions for family and friends for years and years, and I just thought one day I'm going to give it a go myself. But my nanny, she's a watercolour artist, so I think I get it from her.
Splendid. And can people actually purchase online? Is there a website?
I have a couple of things on Etsy, but I prefer to do through the shows. And to talk to people, and it gives it a bit more meaning.
As we identified at the top of the piece, this is your first Food and Gift Fair. Initial thoughts?
Very festive, and lots of mulled wine.
Well, what more does an artist actually need? Festivities and mulled wine.
Exactly.
It's been a joy and a delight, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again at future shows.
Thank you.
Happy day. Something which has become an annual tradition from the point of view of the success that the company's actually been through. Was it 2 years ago we first encountered you here?
I think it might have been 3 now, actually.
Wow. And it's gone from strength to strength. We've got so many delightful things here. For the benefit of Chloe, who obviously honey is very important for a singer because of vocal cords, various other bits, she's a professional singer here. Emma, honey also important for a student to actually fight off bugs and sneezes and all those kind of things, keep a balance on that. And Kira, of course, basically just likes sweet things and honey. It's all great. So what would you suggest they should actually taste to work through this process?
Well, we've got 6 different kinds of honey for them to try at the moment. The darker the honey, the more intense the flavour. So we do always recommend starting off with some of the lighter honeys and working their way up. If you're just looking for something like sweet for your teas and coffees and general sweetener, the borage is a really nice one to try. It's lovely, light and delicate, and it comes just across as just a really nice natural sweetener. And then we have two that are from local to Lincolnshire, which is the Blossom, which is the traditional honey that everyone's familiar with, and the Oilseed Rape, which gives us the soft scent. Of course, everyone's seen our miles and miles of beautiful yellow fields, and it comes across a really nice spreadable honey, absolutely perfect on toast. And then we've got two kinds of heather honey from the Yorkshire Moors. We take our bees over, and you've got Ling Heather, which is kind of a jelly texture to it with a bit of sort of caramelly taste to it. And then we've got the Bell Heather, which is this lovely dark one, just a really strong floral taste. It really tastes like flowers. And then we have got our blueberry, which we go to Surrey for, and it's kind of a nice mild honey with a bit of a fruity aftertaste. And
well, that sounds just like one of Chloe's albums, really. So, you know, it's, Chloe, would you like to have the honour of having the first taste of honey?
Oh, I would love to, absolutely. Which one would you recommend for me to try?
Are you a big honey fan, or...?
Not particularly, but it looks amazing. It looks
amazing. I'll tell you what, if you start out with the borage, because it's a really lovely, light and delicate one, so it's a nice one to start you out.
So the critical moment here is Chloe begins to actually insert the various spatula device into the honey.
It is the
dip and twirl is like not strictly come dancing.
Not quite mastered it yet, but I'll get
it. It's here, and here we are, and the result of the taste is?
Oh, it's very sweet, but it's light. It's not too much. It's not like strong or harsh in flavour. It's just quite light and sweet. It's beautiful.
Earlier we spoke to Neil Curtis. He suggested a treat for Christmas Day, start the day with a pork pie. Have you got a particular brand of honey that you'd say this is the ideal Christmas treat?
Well, for Christmas, I'd probably more go for something like the heathers, because they've got a nice strong taste to them. And they go really well when you're roasting, because then the honey flavour still comes through. You don't lose it. Like the bell heather, it's really nice and floral, and so it can be really great on sort of like... vegetables and everything for your Sunday lunch.
Let's bring in our Scottish correspondent here, who obviously when it comes to heather, she's the go-to girl. Kira, would you like to try this bell heather honey?
No, I haven't. I do love my honey though, so I'm willing to try anything.
Go for it. This is the moment. There we are. The indicator is there. The spatula is being raised. This could be critical in every sense of the word. Because she doesn't take any prisoners, Kira. You know, basically, I know you've won awards in Happy Day.
It's too floral. Some people love it. It's a bit of the Marmite of the honey world.
You certainly mastered the dip and twist. I thought that was very expertly done. And
no, I love that. Oh my God, that is different. It's like really strong honey taste. I don't know if it's floral or something else, but you can definitely taste something else in there. It tastes lovely.
The taste of the heather. Or hi the new. No, I said that. I'll edit it out of the whole thing. Emma, are you any thoughts?
I didn't realise there were so many things you could do with honey. I don't really have it, and I always thought it was just something you could put on toast. I didn't realise it was something that just had so many different, you know, things you could do with it.
I have to be fair, sort of, I'm the one who's come into the relationship. My partner is the beekeeper. First date, do you like honey? It turns out I just don't like blossom honey and sort of the typical blends that you find on supermarket shelves. I'm more of a fan of the darker flavours. It's like when someone says they don't like chocolate, but they've only ever tried milk chocolate. They've never had something else. And so it's nice to see people trying something a little outside of their comfort zone.
I really love that idea. It's quite nice that you've got like a family business as well, in a way, with both of you being together, so you've got that passion together to
well, he keeps the bees, I keep the beekeeper. It's a good system.
It's a series just waiting to be written. I can see a movie Academy Award nomination at this moment. Tessa Snart has joined us. Tessa, come in, join us in the whole sort of sequence. Tessa's made the journey up from Deeping St. Nicholas on the borderline here, so I'm going to thrust her in straight away and say, what suggestion for honey would you say that Tessa should be going for?
Ooh, well, I'd say you might want to try some of the blueberry honey, because it's like a nice mild one with a kind of a fruity aftertaste, and it's something different.
Let's bring her in. Tessa, you're going straight into the blueberry honey. We want to test your dip and twist. So in you come, my girl. Sort the thing for you.
Hello,
this,
right.
This could be critical, so dip and twist.
Okay, dip and twist. Which one? This one, the blueberry?
Just him.
Okay, so dip. Probably did that a bit wrong.
Very done. I mean, I think Kira might have some competition there. That was quite put together.
Oh, that is lovely.
sweet. It's everything you'd expect from a honey. It's beautiful.
See, once again, you've managed to match the customer with the ideal choice, which is part, of course, of that whole sort of scenario. It's been awesome. I know this is going to be an extremely popular stand over the next couple of days. Talk to us very briefly about how people can get in touch with Happy Day Honey online.
We can be found at www.happyday.co.uk, and we're on all the Twitters and Facebooks and everything.
With the classic words, come and plug your stuff on Siren Radio, both for Lincolnshire and indeed the world. You're looking amused. You mean you haven't heard of Lincoln's first community radio station, established in 2007? And, well, now's the chance to obviously put that to rights.
Right. Well, when does the programme go out?
Tomorrow morning. So from that point of view, in terms of the sort of sequence, it'll be as soon as we can actually upload the things from this evening.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Well, when they come to the food festival, it's 19th year, I think. I've been here probably about 16.
We've never seen you before.
Well, I'm always here.
Well, this is a disgrace on our part, clearly. I can only imagine it's because the stand has been so popular, we haven't had the need to actually come.
You couldn't get near it, obviously, exactly. Yes.
Talk to us about what we've got here, because you've got some fabulous cats and outfits and so on.
Well, I've got personalised gifts, Santa sacks, dolls and all that type of thing. And then we've got the ladies' fashionable, up-to-date, modern hats, scarves and jewellery.
Well, I mean, we've got four fine folk here who effectively have got loads of questions, I'm sure. So, Tessa, any questions and thoughts for yourself?
Yes, well, I can see we've got a mix of hats. I can see some are quite vintage, some are more modern. I mean, how long have you... I'm not sure what you've just discussed, actually, because we're in the background, but how long have you been going and where did it all start?
Since I was about 6 years old.
Yeah. And what inspired you? Was it your mum, your nan?
We were brought up for the amusement park.
Oh, right, wow.
So I was on the darts floor to begin with. So I've graduated up.
It's all pretty cold on the amusement park, I guess, so that's
very nice in the summer. Nothing better than south-facing in the sunshine, taking money.
Do you do hats for the summertime as well as the winter?
Actually, yes. I think we started off with Spice Girl hats.
Oh, wow.
You must have had a headband, girls, with your name on. That's me.
Yes.
That is
yes.
me.
Yes.
That's
I was obsessed with them when I was younger.
And we're still now. We've gone back to headbands, but with, beading on now.
I don't know, I can hear a phone going off.
Your name on.
I know, yes.
That takes me back to a little girl. I probably got a headband done by you when I was little.
Or Lincoln or anywhere. Yep, that's me.
Well, I feel as though I'm in the midst of a genuine legend. I mean, clearly this is...
Girls get excited.
Kira, any questions?
I think I actually do have a headband with my name on because my name is spelled very weird. It's K-E-E-R-A. So not many places...
Katie?
No, it's Kira. Not many people... spell it the way it's spelled.
It's actually quite an unusual name. I probably haven't done many Kiras.
I've got one headband that's got it on, but I don't know where
I got
it from.
Well, you can have another now.
I literally have the exact same problem with my name. I'm Tessa, so...
But I've got Santa hats with either bells on or bubbles, and you could have your name on them. In fact, let me show you.
She's going to show us. Let's have a look.
Fashion parade put forward, just for the benefit of all sorts of things.
These are my girls. Wow. They don't know I'm promoting them.
Wow. They're going to get a lot of attention. Yeah. Those hats are lovely.
They've modelled them very well. Yeah. Very well.
I'm just amazed. I mean, literally, and obviously my fashion sense is probably zero, but in terms of that...
Will you have a Santa hat with your name
think
on?
So.
Or yeah, out on the pool, whatever you want on it.
Somehow I feel a flat cap is still going to actually sort of take preference, really.
Well, we could
Northern lad.
Possibly right on the corner
you think
it.
So?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, maybe not. Any other questions, Chloe?
I was just wondering, sort of, what's your most popular choice, or is there a particular hat that you think's most popular or that you prefer?
Just
or?
Really looking in the magazines and then following suit.
Yeah.
But with children, it's just, they look just to see the name. It's excitement on the face. And obviously Claire's is so expensive, makes me look...
Are you on social media? Do you have a website? Where can people go to find you? Or is it all word of mouth? You've got to come to the fairs to see you.
It's word of mouth and I'm just too old to do all that.
You're not too old.
You look lovely to me.
Thank you very much.
You're doing all right.
Get my pension next year.
Brilliant.
Again, speechless. It's been awesome sharing some thoughts with yourself.
Thank
I'm pleased
you
that
much.
Finally, after 17 years, we managed to connect.
Well, don't leave it in number 17.
Clearly not. Have a great food and gift fair, and we'll catch up with you, I'm sure,
well,
in times to come.
Lucky young man taking all these beautiful girls out tonight.
They are active crack troops when it comes to the Midweek Drivette team. So it's a job of work that we're doing.
Have you been in the other part yet?
We are just about to go into, as you say, the other part.
Look up the chocolatier.
Well, I think that's probably going to be a definite yes, I would have thought.
Yes, definitely.
Cross-promotion is such an important part when it comes to the media, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 of the Siren News team here. Yes, Emma, the people that we listen to at 5:45 every Wednesday without fail. And Aaron, talk us through what you're doing here, what your thoughts are on this, possibly your first Food and Gift Fair.
Yeah, it is my first time here. I'm actually here for pretty much the same purpose as you are, and that's to get a news package put together.
Ours is more lifestyle and it's kind of package which will go out tomorrow as a kind of overall overview. Yours is much more hard-hitting. You know, you're finding out exactly what is behind Curtis's meat pies and so on.
Cool. but yeah, I just love the whole sort of homegrown, homemade sort of atmosphere that goes on around here. You get to try a lot of different...
I'm just impressed with the way Chelsea is actually doing her production line, saying, come on, come out of the way, we need to work on this places. Chelsea, your thoughts on the event so far?
Oh, it's lovely. I actually did come last year, and they've changed it around a bit. There's a lot more people here, I think, this year. It seems a lot more busier.
Well, it's all part... Now, let's open it up a little bit for Tessa, if that's okay. Tessa, come over here, because you are a journalism graduate, so you can identify with these guys who are journalism folk from times past. Any questions you'd like to put to Aaron, or indeed to...
Cameron, hello.
Or indeed to?
Finn.
Or indeed to?
Chelsea.
There you go.
Oh my goodness, there's four.
Second years. Two of them have actually done Histories of Journalism, which is the equivalent to Origins of Modern Britain. You might remember that.
I do remember that. How are all your studies going, and what brings you here tonight?
Very, very busy, quite stressy, but getting through it.
Essay going on okay?
Absolutely, yeah.
Just a little bit of pastoral interest there.
I fully understand where you're coming from. I remember it well.
Any other things you'd like to add? Chloe?
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying.
Aside all the hardship, yeah, we do.
Wow, that's hard thing. Yes, excellent, fantastic.
Absolutely, yeah.
You'll be listening to the Siren News every night, 5:45, with packages and various other things coming together. We let them go off on their own way. Kira, any other final thoughts?
Just good luck.
Really? Kira and Emma are both part of the same school, but they're public relations and communications people, you see.
Excellent. We love the public relations.
I should hope so. Take care, guys. See you soon. Bye for now. We have moved into what I call the slightly more air-conditioned part of
the chilly zone.
But we're listening to whom? In fact, this choir is actually swaying as we speak.
Oh, they're a beautiful choir. I mean, they're all colour coordinated. It's the Lincolnshire Vocal Academy Choir from Lincoln. They're doing really, really well. It's lovely out here.
Whenever I drive along with Zoe, Chloe, I should say, alone Zoe, I'm very confused here.
I like it. Why not?
It's fair to say, Chloe has actually seen the calendar this year, Tessa.
I loved it. We've made it.
Will she be getting one?
She already has.
You've earned your siren wings.
Yay! I'm going to get home. It's going to go straight on the board.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So, as a professional, Chloe, what do you make of the Lincolnshire Vocal Academy Choir?
I think it's so lovely. I mean, what's really nice is you've got a bit of a generation going on. You've got a little girl at the front. You know, you've got all sort of ages, which is quite nice to see. And then they've got the tinsel on and they're all glam. And it's light. Yeah, and it's beautiful. It's such a nice thing. It's real Lincolnshire vibe and
traditional. It's lovely. Gets you into the festive spirit.
And it makes you want to sing, you know.
Yeah.
Emma, does this make you want to sing?
It does. I think it's also lovely that you've got someone doing sign language as well, which I think is really sweet. So yeah, it's just a really lovely heartwarming, which is what you need when it's really cold out here.
Kira, who's clutching her frozen drink to her chest.
I'm freezing. No, it's lovely, everything that they're doing. And the song is really hard to sing, to be fair, so they're hitting all the right notes.
Just a reminder, you're listening to Midweek Drive on location at the Food and Gift Fair 2019 at the Lincolnshire Agricultural Showground. The team, of course, being Kira, Emma, Chloe, and Tessa. And Alex Lefchuk doing our own sort of stuff in a strange and bizarre way. I think we probably need to have some refreshments, ladies. What do you think?
Oh, I definitely think so. It's getting chilly.
Well, Tessa's already revealed the fact that the hot chocolates were lovely. So there we are as we step outside Belgian Waffles, about to speak to
Anita Deer.
Anita, talk to us about this awesome way that you have and your team have of making this great hot chocolate. What's the secret?
Oh, it's using fresh milk and Cadbury's chocolate and with the specialised equipment we've got and the best staff, of course.
Of course.
Very nice indeed. Splendid.
Chloe, any questions?
So when did you start doing this kind of thing at Belgian Waffles? Did you do it a long time ago, or is it a new thing? Or
yes, sir. So the business is actually about 15 years old, and I actually purchased the business about 6 months ago, so quite new to it, doing a lot of events at the Lincolnshire Showgrounds, so it's great and exciting for the future.
In terms of like the food and the drink that you sell, obviously waffles, hot chocolate, what has been on the menu the longest, and what new sort of things have you introduced as, I don't know, trends have changed?
Yeah, so I've introduced for the Christmas period some luxury waffles, so with the
salted caramel matchmakers.
Yeah, that's right, and the white chocolate, so hopefully they'll all enjoy them.
And where can we find you next? Where's your next event?
It's the Antiques Fair, which is at the showground, and that's on Wednesday.
So it's all go, non-stop. And how close to Christmas Eve do you actually work? Or is it a case of we're still working at 2 minutes to midnight on December 24th?
As long as we've got the work, then we'll definitely be there till the end.
Is there a website that people can actually access your routes on?
Not at the moment, but if people would like to get in touch, it's love.coffee@hotmail.co.uk.
Jane Haig Country Art, and I have to say, Chloe, very quality based country art.
It really is. It's such nice to see all the different ones, but also that you do Christmas cards as well.
Yes, that's I've branched out and got expanded my range. I just did one or two before, but I've got about 8 or 10 designs now. Yep.
Tessa.
Oh, that is absolutely beautiful display. I can see so many animals, horses, bees, everything that really kind of, I don't know, it speaks the English countryside, doesn't it? And it's absolutely lovely. And there's a beautiful big photo frame on the back with a stag on, perfect for Christmas. Yes. So, yeah, I mean, gosh, where do I begin? It's absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
I think the level of cuteness of the little scamp that's actually in front of me there. Just talk us through that. I mean, was this just something you managed to capture as a photograph or something and then move on from there?
Yes, yeah, somebody else photographed it for me. Someone's good at photography. And it's a little fox cub. Yeah, plodding. It's called plodding along.
I think that's my favourite. I mean, they're all amazing, but it's quite cute, that one at the back. I like it. I've noticed that the hares and the Highland cows and the stags, they are quite popular. Do you find that they are the ones that sell the most? Or
yeah, hares are very popular. I also do local. That one there is called Lincolnshire Sausage, that little dash end. And there's some Lincoln Red Cattle, which are a big favourite of mine here. Down here, and then I've got Lincoln Longwools. There's a rainbow longwool here that's a very popular greetings card as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously the Lincoln Longwool just has so much in common with the Rastafarian Bob Marley character.
Yes. That,
I mean, and when you've gone Technicolor, I mean, that could be seen as an acid trip in extremis, really.
Well, if you say so.
It's just, I'm not speaking from personal experience, Chloe.
It's just so lovely to see. What out of all the pieces that you've done, what's the one that you like the most?
Always the most recent.
Yes. Oh, always the most
that
the
one. The grey horse.
Oh,
that is
yes,
very
that
impressive.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Very kinetic, I'd say. You've actually got the flow of the mane and other bits and pieces. Jane, how can people reach you online?
www.janehaig.uk.
And not, of course, to be confused with William Haig, different spelling entirely, or indeed Alexander Haig, former World War I general, H-A-I-G-H.
And yes, it's got the H on the end, yeah. Or the whiskey.
Of course. Exactly. It's been a pleasure as ever. When are you next actually exhibiting? Where can we actually sort of see you in the public domain once again?
Hopefully the Lincolnshire Show. I went there for the first time this year and it's amazing. A really fantastic experience.
I must have missed you.
Yes.
Really?
I was in the Lincolnshire Lifestyle Marquee, which is a new one down near the WI.
Well, in which case we'll make a beeline for that in June 2020. Can you believe it? 2020.
Nearly the end of the year. I can't believe it.
At least from an artist, you'll have perfect vision. Fairy dust and chocolate clearly have to be sort of a unique mixture of the whole system. And I now understand what our lady who was responsible for the hats was saying when she said, you must go over to check out the little chocolatier. You've got salted caramel, you've got ginger squares, you've got strawberry gin truffles, you've got Kraken rum truffles, and we've got the awesome little chocolatier herself, whose name is?
Tracy Cox.
Tracy, I mean, clearly, I mean, this is just tempting beyond belief, really. I mean, Chloe, you're salivating?
I mean, there's so much choice here. There's all these different flavours. It's sort of, which one do you pick, you know?
Which one would you recommend for this fine soul?
I like the Kraken rum.
I think it's very nice. And I also like the spiced gin, and we actually marinate the gin ourselves and then turn it into a nice cream wrapped in a mango truffle.
Tessa's driving, so she might have to sort of say no to the rum or gin, but obviously Chloe doesn't have that challenge. So which one would you recommend for Chloe?
Probably the reindeer lollipop.
I like reindeer lollipops.
That's amazing. We'll go with that. In fact, I'll probably sort of make a purchase for the whole team from that point of view onwards. Tessa, any other questions?
Yeah, I mean, actually, the truffles, they're very artistic. I mean, obviously, when we first come over, I mentioned the glitter, and you said fairy dust. I mean, how long does it make you... I mean... What the ginger squares here, the pattern on that is really beautiful. What goes into making these?
They're all done with chocolate transfers. It gives them an each one is an each unique. So we've got a zebra print, a leopard print. We've got a crunchy topping on that one, a salted caramel. So it's each different. Oh, and don't forget the leopard one and the zebra.
And how many times have you been exhibiting at the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair? Is this your first time?
No, we attended last year as well. It was a very good turnout. Really good.
Clearly we must have missed you then, because obviously... Anyway, I will actually sort of make sure that we've got a full batch of stuff. If I might even get something for your mum's birthday, Tessa.
Oh, Alex, yeah, so, that's very sweet. That's
there, I mean, what would you recommend for her? What would you go for?
What have we got? The cinder toffee? Well, oh my God, there's so many. I mean... I don't know what to
do. Listen, whilst we're talking about that, is the little chocolatier online?
No, we're not online. We're on Facebook.
So there you have it. You know, you need to actually connect with the little chocolatier.
For our workshops, we do chocolate workshops as well.
Now, I suspect that might be something that possibly, just possibly, you might be interested in, Chloe.
Maybe. It does sound great. I'd love to learn how to do this kind of thing as well. And it'd be quite impressive to show the family, you know.
And all you can eat chocolate on your hands.
It's literally like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but kind of truffle style.
And no Oompa Loompas.
Yeah.
And on that bombshell, as we've already lost two of our Oompa Loompas today because they've headed off there obviously Kira and Emma. It's been awesome sharing some thoughts with yourself. And now I'll actually make sure that we do the transactions. Take care now.
Thank you.
Do you know, the amazing joy of Christmas clearly continues, because we're just having a little wander around here and we were not expecting to encounter this genius artist, because normally we encounter her at the Lincolnshire Show. Sometimes we've even seen her at the Harrogate Showgrounds, though not recently, Chloe, because obviously there are other issues within
that. Yes, absolutely.
And there can only be so many giant onions that you can fit in a particular place, which is a fair point. But moving on, we're speaking out to the delightful...
Kay Johns from the Event Gallery.
Kay Johns and the Event Gallery. And the first time we've actually seen you quite literally inside the Lincoln Event Centre, because normally you're in the field.
We are. We've decided to be mud-free this weekend.
Tessa.
This is quite spectacular. I kind of feel like I'm in an art gallery. It's very vast, and there's some beautiful... Oh, it's country, isn't it? There's all country animals on here. It's just beautiful. I
used the term with, obviously, Jane Haig earlier. I know another artist. There's an artist, Kay Johns, but I used to say that her line was kinetic. But this is why I think the dynamism that you actually bring to those bat boxing hairs, to the kind of images that we actually see here, the way that's actually there. This is phenomenal work, Kay.
I work in three different styles. Gouache, which is a water-based medium on a white background, which I hand embellish. My black background ones are all pastel work. And I have a new style this year, which I'm using mixed media, mostly chalk-based paints, foils and glitters, for a lot of the country style, boxing hairs.
Chloe.
It's just, you're so talented, honestly. Like, the everything that you draw in, it's so versatile. It's not the same thing. It's totally different. And
as a singer and songwriter and composer, Chloe, back in the days, and actually vinyl's come back, so maybe you should commission Kay to actually do a cover for your next vinyl album.
For the next hour, what would it be?
Well, I did train as a graphic designer, designing books and jacket record covers.
Many strings to your bow then. That's amazing.
Well, we might have a commission for you.
Thank you.
Tessa.
I take it the countryside has always inspired you. I mean, has it from a little girl, or where does the art come from?
Always, right from the year dot, I only ever wanted to be an artist. I was born in a town, Tring in Hertfordshire, but spent every minute I could possibly have out in the country with friends on farms, always outdoors. Country girl at heart.
That explains a lot. It's absolutely magnificent.
and even at this moment, I can overhear actually possibly more business and sales working through that, which is fantastic. So, okay, we'll leave you now. We'll catch up with you this summer. We need to obviously grab a couple of quick photographs. A reminder, how can people access you online?
It's theeventgallery.co.uk.
And I'm sure we'll speak in 2020.
Thank you very much. See you again.
Well, we have actually identified from Blueberry Hill Preserves that Rob is in the house.
He is, and he's very busy by the looks of things.
He is very
popular.
Busy. We will hopefully grab a few words with him in a few moments, but obviously we won't interfere with his business. And we've actually sort of wandered across to another sort of area here, which actually has the strapline, keeping your well-being above the clouds. I wonder if this could be a subtle plug for the aeronauts and various other factors. We'll see if we can actually grab a few words with this gentleman, who seems to be in full flow, I think, at present.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's super busy here. I mean, everywhere we look and turn, there's people. So it's... very good show.
I think Kira's opening line, which she said, and I'm sure Kira's out there somewhere. I mean, Tessa, you'll have to find her after you're responsible for her.
I mean, you could get lost in here. I'm not sure. She's long gone. No, we'll find her again.
She'll be there. Let's briefly move over to fine gentlemen. We're doing a little report on behalf of Siren Radio and Southside Broadcasting. Just fascinated by this whole stand. Would you like to talk us about the wonderful sun cloud material that we've got here? In fact, you're indicating a fine soul. And your name is?
Kay.
Kay, good to speak to you, Kay. I know your partner's just literally sort of thrust you into this radio interview, and I know you'll cope perfectly because it is a pre-record. Okay. Be nutty. Talk us through this stand and why we've got keeping your well-being above the clouds.
Above the clouds, right. So Molly's Magic was the first cream I made. Molly is my little girl, and she was born with eczema, and nothing from the doctors worked, so I made that for her. And then that went really well with friends and family. So then I made Muscle Melt for my grandma for her arthritis. So it's for period pains as well, or backaches, any aches and pains. And then it kind of just grew from two products to quite an array.
Really using nature's wonderful joys to delight all sorts of things here. Tessa?
I mean, I can resonate with that. I was born with eczema, so I've always suffered with dry skin and cuts and everything. And I'm the same. I've tried every potion under the sun. And, you know, it helps a little bit, but not for long. I mean, what makes this so special? I assume, obviously, bees go, you know...
Lincolnshire beeswax. Local Lincolnshire beeswax and aromatherapy. People underestimate the power of essential oils, and because there's no parabens, silicon, synthetics or any nasty, it's all the ingredients you can pronounce and heard of. So the bee nutty for psoriasis, all it is, almond oil, olive oil, avocado oil, shea butter, cocoa butter, beeswax, lang lang, orange, that's it.
Chloe?
I assume it would be good for those then that have sensitive skin, because I do anyway.
Everybody says, I did my face care set, and everyone says, oh, I can't touch stuff, I only use Simple, and you think, oh my goodness, Simple still use lots of stuff that other people do, they just don't put fragrance and colour as examples, so it's perfect for sensitive skin.
Even the smell and the scent is gorgeous as well, so I can...
Beautiful. That what you can smell is lang lang patchouli, lavender, marjoram, and frankincense. So it's all the calming, relaxing evening oils as it's evening. So in the morning we'll have sunrise on, which is all the citrus.
I mean, you've got a lot of products here, but just to explain a few of them. I mean, you've got some lovely gift sets by the looks of it. I mean, what's your personal favourites?
Asking what's your favourite child.
I know.
So the box set there, it's my 150ml cleanser, 150ml toner. They've got jojoba and wheat germ and vitamin E. The toner is literally just rose water with a little benzyl alcohol. So that is it. So it helps for rosacea, and it's all because the rose is good for ageing. And then it has the moisturiser, which again is rose and Lincolnshire honey, and then the exfoliant, which is orange and citrus. If you bought them individually, it would come to £48, but lovely in a gift box made from the man from Eagle. So everything is sourced locally, and it's only £40, and that's a very good seller for Christmas.
That is incredible, a very good Christmas gift, and I love that everything's natural. I absolutely love that.
The wood, as I said, the man makes the wood from Eagle. All my signage is done in Lincoln and Skenningthorpe, and the printing is done. Everything is Lincoln.
So have you got a website? Are you on social media where, you know, we can go and buy these lovely products?
www.suncloudtherapy.co.uk and just Suncloud on Facebook and Instagram.
I'll certainly be checking it out, actually, because there's quite a few people in my family that would love this stuff. So
thank you. It's lovely. Yeah. It's a pleasure to see the stand and the way that you've set it out as well. It's set out really nicely.
You make me cry.
Oh, sorry. It's fantastic.
I'm just filling up here. It's too much.
Just quickly, is this your first year here?
No, my third year here.
Right,
yeah, and people have already come back from the years before. So even though, but now there's a shop on Burton Road called Love from Lincolnshire. I now stock in there, and a hairdresser's called Barbarella's in North Highcombe, and in South Highcombe, Hair and Beauty by Sarah. I
you
stock
have
in.
To get into Holland and Barrett. They do all natural. That would be good. I don't know what your thoughts on that store. I don't know.
The problem is when you go big like that, you can't be as natural and pure. Because
you need control. You need control of the product.
Yeah, that's it. I like that. Yes. Definitely. I wouldn't want to change to being big shops.
Don't go corporate. The world needs you.
I will not. I love it too much.
Thank you very much.
Chloe, obviously you've seen the joys of this year's calendar. And the great news is that actually the gentleman we're about to interview also features in that calendar.
He does.
Yeah.
I know all about this. I've even trialled some of his jams as well.
You have trialled some of his jams. Who could be referring to, Tessa?
Oh my God.
It's Rob.
Rob.
From?
My name, the name's gone. From Blueberry Hill Preserves.
You see, spot on.
UK. Exactly. There you go, I get the website.
She's nailed it every time.
I'm a bit distracted by all the lovely jams and the chutneys.
I'm not surprised. We even have Zoe, actually, who we'll meet up with in London in a week's time, actually holding up one of the cheeses. Rob, we're doing most of the talking because we know that you're a brave little soldier working through this, but good to see you as ever.
Nice to see you again, guys and girls. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Exactly. Chloe, your thoughts on the product? Because it was in Harrogate, I believe, at the Yorkshire Harrogate Showground for the Autumn Flower Show.
Oh, yes. And I must say, Rob, I was extremely impressed, and my dad, with the strawberry Prosecco, because we did take that, didn't we? It was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Thank you.
Do you think you deserve a fill-up then, a refill?
Well, I'd love to just have a little try of it on the stick, if that would be fabulous. Is that okay? Just another try of it?
Is that okay, Rob? A little try on the stick?
Ladies, you can do anything you like, you know that.
I stick to my gun, so it's always the same thing.
Of course. Tessa, any questions from yourself?
Yeah, I mean... Oh, Chloe's just trying. I know when I spoke to you last, was it 2 years ago now, a year?
I think it might, because I mean, every time Rob's always saying, where's Tessa? Where is she?
It's been a while, but...
Every time.
You were working on new jams and everything. I mean, have you added more to the range? I mean, there's a lot here. I don't know.
Have you got a sweet tooth?
I don't know where to start.
Do you have a sweet tooth?
A very sweet tooth. Oh, my goodness.
This is our latest product.
Oh, my goodness. Salted caramel.
And this is the salted caramel. You've got to twizzle it on the stick, and then you've got to eat it Thank all at you. Once.
Okay.
Very buttery.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that the treat you need?
That is beautiful.
It already is.
That's incredible.
It already is. We've only had it out about 2 months now, and it's probably one of the best-selling products that we've ever had.
Okay, well, I mean, again...
No, I'm not allowed.
What?
You've got to. I've taken too many...
You've taken too many?
I mean, I've taken too many yellow belly coming out of her.
I'm being greedy.
Oh, no, always letting me. Thank you,
here we go. Go on, Chloe.
Take the stick, Chloe. Take the stick. It'll be there. Go on. Go for it.
All at once, Chloe.
That is amazing.
Do you know what that tastes like? And it is... Wow. Werther's Originals.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
That is, it's like a liquid version of it.
Yeah.
That
is insane.
In which case, I think we've got Nick Elliott's particular Christmas present there because he loves his Werther's Originals.
There we go.
Let's get that for the show.
What would you use it on? Out of interest?
See, my first... Yeah, but... Well, yeah. Or a spoon and just eat it out of the pot. But, well, my first reaction, obviously, with any jams and curds, toast. But that's a bit boring. I don't know... I know, cupcakes, you could put it in the centre. You know, like butterfly cake, that would be a good one. That would be
as a dessert product, so cupcakes, cheesecake topping, ice cream, pancakes, waffles, porridge.
The list is endless.
Mix it with natural yogurt.
Yes.
You can heat it up and make it into a hot sauce as well.
Oh my goodness, so many things. Okay, that is the number one bestseller there, the salted caramel sauce.
Assuming Rob does actually go down with consumption and he actually gets himself sorted out here, he's obviously not a well man, never mind. That's not the important thing. I'm already seeing that there's a series here that we can actually work on, which is basically Rob, the man who's battling through with... It's all right, Rob. You've got our sympathy. But in terms of the line from that point of view, it's great. But Tessa, you're battling through that, and I'm going to try and put a little smile on Rob's face by actually making a little three purchases here. Rob, it's been awesome talking through that. I know.
He's going to fall over. Look at that.
Exactly. Rob, it's been fantastic. We'll catch up with you again, no doubt, in 2020.
I look forward to it, as always.
And so we've reached that time where, after a whole batch of interviews, I think probably, I don't know, 16, 17 or so, of a little perusal through this awesome 2019 Food and Gift Fair, we still haven't managed to track down Emma or Kira. But that's your task, basically, Tessa.
Well, I'm going to check my phone, because they might have messaged
gone.
Me. And I've kind of, yes, left.
You can take no more.
But no, it's been absolutely incredible. I mean, there's so much going on here. I don't actually think we've probably even covered half of it, no. To be honest. But we've got a good mix. And yeah, I mean, people are in for a real treat,
really,
for the Saturday, yeah, and Sunday. So.
There's so much, you know, it's quite versatile in here. There's food, there's, you know, stalls with toys and paintings and drawings.
Cures for eczema.
Everything.
Exactly. I mean, I think what's lovely about this show, it's all very, it's very country, it's very natural. Yeah, it's just a lovely fair. It's a lovely Christmas fair, and it will get you into the festive spirit. So.
We spoke to Rosie, obviously, earlier, so we'll just have to sort of pass on Sally and Jane. I'm sure we'll speak to them in the fullest time, but they've done an outstanding piece. You've been listening to the Midweek Drive team on location with Sound and Country Vision and Sound and Chloe's Vision at the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair 2019. I think we just have to say happy holidays.
Happy holidays!